based on what we saw in this particular case, WhatsApp dramatically outperformed email. We saw basically half the revenue that the emails produced was generated by WhatsApp, but the audience was 50 times smaller. We were generating 0.49 euros per recipient on email, and we were generating 9.24 euros per recipient on WhatsApp, which is like 1,700% up comparatively.
You're listening to the Keep Optimizing Podcast to increase your traffic, improve your conversion rates, and grow your profits.
Hello and welcome. I'm Chloe Thomas, the host of this e-commerce marketing focused podcast. If you're not familiar with the Keep Optimizing format, well, we release 5-episode mini-series that dive deep into one e-commerce marketing topic. It could be channels like WhatsApp, email, or SEO, or a big topic like acquisition or retention. In each episode, new ones released on Wednesdays, I interview a different expert to explore the latest advice on making that marketing method work for you. And then, after each 5-episode mini-series, we take a week off to give you time to take action on what you've learned. At the moment, we're spending 5 episodes exploring a brand new topic for the show. We are all about WhatsApp. We kicked off the series with a dive into revenue recovery strategies, things like abandoned carts. Then last time, we went through 8 mistakes to avoid when getting started with WhatsApp. This week, we're going super practical again, exploring the WhatsApp case study of one brand who tried and tested out WhatsApp for the first time over Black Friday and Cyber Monday. We've got the numbers, we've got what they did, we've got all the details coming up for you, and it's an eye-opener. To take us through this, we have a master of customer retention and subscription marketing who's a repeat guest on the show and who's been busy testing WhatsApp throughout 2025. So lots of insights coming up. Do make sure you listen right to the end of the episode, because at the end of the interview, my guests will be sharing some quickfire insider tips to help you maximize the performance of WhatsApp, and I'll be sharing a couple of other recommendations for you too. Everyone's talking about automation, AI, personalization, but there's one big opportunity that many are still missing. It's conversational commerce using WhatsApp. In India and the Middle East, brands using WhatsApp to engage customers are already seeing 3 times higher engagement and up to 40% more repeat sales. Yet in the UK, most e-commerce brands treat WhatsApp like a support channel, not a revenue engine. That's where Quick Engage by GoQuick comes in. It helps you turn conversations into conversions. With smart automations for cart recovery and product recommendations, Instagram to WhatsApp automation, and IA-based support. If you want to build personalized buying journeys that actually sell, not just chat, it's time to get Quick Engage by GoQuick. Book your demo now via keepopt.com/quickengage. That's keepopt.com/KWIKENGAGE. Keepopt.com/quickengage. In this episode, I'm chatting with WhatsApp expert George Kapanaros. George is the CEO at Yocto, a world-class CRM agency for D2C brands, including being a Klaviyo Elite partner. They work to increase profits and sales for brands like BetterMe, Health, and MiraCare. And he's also the host of the CEO After Dark podcast, and, as if he's not busy enough, one of the 40-strong Klaviyo Partner Advisory Council. Hello, George.
Thank you for having me, Chloe.
Very cool to have you here, and very cool to have someone with your serious CRM and customer communication abilities talking to us about this new channel. So thank you so much for being up for it. How did you end up playing around with WhatsApp last year?
So WhatsApp has been something that we've had our minds on for a fairly long time, but I think it really started to pick up when Klaviyo decided to release their WhatsApp product. And we were lucky enough to get early access to the beta version of the product. We were, I think, one of the first agencies to use it. And to be entirely honest, there were definitely some kinks at the beginning, product-wise, but it's in a great state now. So we got exposure through that. And this was, I guess, last summer. So it's been a few months now.
And have you done many campaigns on it, or are you finding that the brands you're working with are treading quite softly with WhatsApp at the moment?
So what surprised me was the reaction our book of business had. I basically expected a lot of resistance, that it's like too expensive. Like, what if this doesn't work? Do we really need this? Like, things like that. But at least in our experience, people were fairly open to giving it a go. And I think this has a lot to do with it being by Klaviyo. And there's a lot of trust around Klaviyo's brand. Having said this, I think the timing was not the best, in the sense that it quickly became, Q4 is coming, let's look into this into Q1 type of thing. So ultimately, we onboarded, a number of projects, but many of them we are going to be onboarding in Q1 next year. So there was excitement, but I think the timing was off in that sense, and it didn't really roll out across all of our clients.
It's always tricky when some new piece of tech comes along in Q3. It's like, this is not good timing for, testing, deployment and all the rest of it. But you've had a few very interesting projects going off at the end of 2025. And there's one of those that you're willing to share with us, which is, it's how you launched one of the brands you work with their first WhatsApp campaign?
Yep. And just to give a little bit of background context into this, it's a company that has been around for a number of years now. They are approximately generating around $1 million a month in revenue. So they're a sizable startup. They have a good, loyal customer base. And they were very open to testing, but they wanted to do so carefully, which I think mimics the experience of many brands. I think especially like in the UK, people are very cautious about trying new things. They're very British, as I like to say. And we started small, and we only started, scaling the volume once we saw results.
And as well as starting small, because listeners, I heard a little bit about this before we hit play. As well as starting small, taking it carefully, you also started with existing subscriber base as well, didn't you? So this wasn't a new customer acquisition strategy.
Exactly. Our initial thought process was, if we just start collecting WhatsApp consent through our pulpits and through our checkouts, the number of WhatsApp subscribers that we essentially start sending to can increase quite a bit, quite rapidly, without us having seen any evidence that the channel will perform for us. So what we did concretely was, we created targeted pop-ups to get consent from existing owned audiences. Specifically what we did was, we targeted customers that didn't have a subscription and customers that had the subscription. We essentially tried to target those separately so that we could measure the results separately as well. And then on top of this, just like from a CRM standpoint, we added what's called a conditional block, which is essentially a piece of content that is only visible to those that haven't provided consent, so that they will. And the moment they would be providing consent, that content piece would be invisible in our emails for them. Obviously, since it worked quite well, we're now going to be rolling it out generally in like the checkout and the main pop-ups. But I think this is a very easy way to validate the channel. I think basically, from what I gather, the people that do have concerns about trying WhatsApp are mostly concerned about cost. Like, what if it gets too expensive? My answer to this is that it doesn't need to be. Like, it will become expensive if you send a lot, but you don't need to send a lot. You can start small, validate, and then expand from there.
That's the thing, isn't it? It's not like you have to send it's not like legally you can't do this anyway, but it's not like you have to send WhatsApp to everybody on your email list. You can choose how big or small you go with those campaigns. But just want to go back to the recruitment process, I suppose, for this campaign a second, George. So you had pop-ups on the website and content blocks in the email newsletter to gain the WhatsApp opt-ins, and you segmented that as you captured it into customers who were subscribers to the product, so paying subscribers, not email newsletter subscribers, and those who were just occasional buyers.
Exactly. That's exactly what we did. And then what we did from there, of course, I mean, we sent a few initial test campaigns and we saw good results. So we eventually baked this into our BFCM offers and we targeted that cohort of people like completely separately from those that received emails. Basically, those that received WhatsApp did not receive emails. We had a different approach for both. And again, the reason why I wanted to do this is to see what does WhatsApp actually do in the real world.
So it wasn't if we layer WhatsApp on top of our email marketing, it was you're a WhatsApp hearer. You're hearing from us via WhatsApp or you're hearing us from us via email. And this was over the Black Friday, Cyber Monday weekend.
Yep. And I think I don't want to imply that we have a large enough data set. We've only been working with a number of brands in this context. So it's possible that I'll change my mind later on. But based on what we saw in this particular case, WhatsApp dramatically outperformed email. Just to give a sense, we saw basically half the revenue that the emails produced was generated by WhatsApp, but the audience was 1/50th of the email group. So it was 50 times smaller. And if you see this in terms of percentages, just to make it very concrete for people, we were generating 0.49 euros per recipient on email, and we were generating 9.24 euros per recipient on WhatsApp, which is like 1,700% up comparatively, which is absolutely massive, obviously. And by the way, because I know people will say, but what was the attribution? The attribution was clicks only on a 2-day window. So it was very tight.
I mean, it's the kind of result that 0.49 per recipient on email and 9.24 per recipient on WhatsApp, where you look at it and you go, have I got the decimal place in the wrong, or a decimal point in the wrong place? Because it's a huge difference per recipient there.
It is absolutely huge. And if I'm honest with you, as we were getting into this, I had I think very common sense that we shouldn't think of WhatsApp as a conversion channel. We should think of WhatsApp as more of, conversational channel. But this proved otherwise. And the way I rationalized what I saw in this test was that essentially people are conditioned to open WhatsApp because it's where their friends are. It's where their family is. So you're basically just skipping the clutter that you would have on the inbox. You don't have the, promo tabs that you would see there. You don't have the mental filtering that is sometimes happening during those heavy promotional periods. It reaches people directly. So in that sense, you are, in a way, eliminating all friction towards reaching your audience. And then it's all about getting consent so that they don't get annoyed by this. If you have consent, they've explicitly said that we want to be contacted through WhatsApp, then you have their permission. And if you have that permission, it's basically a straight line towards converting customers.
And you mentioned there about how at the moment WhatsApp is, going to have great open rates because it's where our friends and family are. Do you think that's going to drop off over time as more and more marketing messages end up in WhatsApp?
I think we marketers are in everything, so for sure, over time, it will happen.
You put it so well. Yeah.
No, I think it will for sure happen. There is for sure a certain novelty effect in play here, which is essentially why I think brands should react to this quickly, because the novelty effect is not going to be there forever. Again, especially in the UK, there's a lot of cautiousness towards testing the channel. And I think it stems from this fear of it's going to get too expensive. The answer, it doesn't need to get expensive. It's under your control how expensive it gets. And now is the time to test this while the novelty effect is still there. If you wait for next year, it's probably going to be too late.
Well, there's also that novelty effect of people being willing to sign up as well, I think. You know, there will come a point where people are less likely to sign up because there's so much going on in their WhatsApp inbox. So there's a first mover advantage there as well. You mentioned that this kind of proves that you can do broadcast with WhatsApp and it doesn't have to be hugely conversational. But were you structuring the actual messages you were sending out over Black Friday weekend as conversational pieces, or were they more directional and transactional as you would be doing on email?
I would say that they had an element of humor to it, but that's because the brand that we were working with has that type of personality. Overall, I do think it should be more conversational, but I would say not at the expense of the clarity of the offer that it is that you're featuring. So there has to be some sort of balance.
And did you get much conversational response from those customers?
I do not know, because we are not responsible of the support function. So I would not be aware of this, but we haven't heard anything negative, that's for sure. And from the brand's perspective, it was a massive success. So I'm assuming that people liked what they saw.
Yeah, it's that thing when you're an agency, isn't it? It's like, well, we're not going to hear about that bit unless it's a problem. So therefore, we're going to assume it's good because the client's very, very happy. So any other key things you learned from this case study?
I think that the main thing that's on my mind is, and in a way, I knew this before the case study as well, it's only that it got validated once more, is that I think the brands that win are the brands that move quickly, basically, that don't hesitate, that don't overanalyze, that don't overthink, that ultimately are preferring to take a step in the right direction quickly rather than try to figure out what the next 100 steps are going to look like. And That's I think, the lesson I got, because as I said at the beginning, we had a lot of interest, but then many brands said, oh, let's look into this into Q1. And they lost this great experience that this client had because they moved a little bit more quickly. So my main takeaway, and I hope it resonates with people, is that take quote unquote risk. Like don't be afraid to try new things. The worst that can happen is that you will learn that something doesn't work for your company and you're going to move on.
Because actually the campaign you ran, I'm guessing, you know, it's not the most difficult campaign in the world to set up. You know, it's fairly low effort, it's fairly low risk because of the way the audience you've gone after in the first place, and then secondly, how you've gone about recruiting them. And it must give that brand so much more clarity on what they might do with WhatsApp in 2026 because they've had that bit of experience, they're a bit more familiar with it, and they've got the data results, etc.
Yep, totally.
And is this, having done this, and I know you've done a couple of other projects as well, is this where you'd recommend a brand start with a existing customer, closely tied campaign over some kind of event?
Yes, I would advise people to start in a very controlled way without trying to acquire WhatsApp from net new subscribers, but rather collect WhatsApp consent from people who already trust you. Now, I want to take a side note here. I think consent is a very tricky thing. And I think that there's this sense that if you have SMS consent, you have WhatsApp consent, which is actually not true. You need to get explicit permission for WhatsApp, and you need to be careful with that because you can get in trouble. So start with your existing subscribers and get explicit consent for WhatsApp.
Yeah, I think that cannot be said enough times that you can't just import your SMS list and start sending it. And also, I think the fact you kind of alluded to, I think you were alluding to this there, George, even though you didn't explicitly mention it, is that this is a channel that's owned by someone, unlike SMS and email, which is not a channel that's owned by someone. So Meta have ultimate power over whether you're allowed to send WhatsApps or not. And we all know how brutal or absolute Facebook and Meta can be when they decide that something you've done is not to their liking. So I think that's even as if, you know, looking after your customer and your relationship with them wasn't enough. I think that, you know, the potential downsides of this by annoying Meta are pretty huge as well.
For sure. Meta is the ultimate boss at this.
But that doesn't mean we shouldn't give it a go. George, anything we've missed on this case study that the audience need to know about?
No, I think this is it. It's pretty straightforward. It's pretty simple. And I think hopefully inspiring that you don't need to overcomplicate this.
I totally agree with you, George. It's been great. I'm so pleased you were willing to share all this with the podcast audience. Thank you so much. Listeners, make sure you stay tuned to the end of the episode because you do not want to miss out on George's insider tips and my suggestions for other ways we can help you. Everyone's talking about automation, AI, personalization, but there's one big opportunity that many are still missing. It's conversational commerce using WhatsApp. In India and the Middle East, brands using WhatsApp to engage customers are already seeing 3 times higher engagement and up to 40% more repeat sales. Yet in the UK, most e-commerce brands treat WhatsApp like a support channel, not a revenue engine. That's where Quick Engage by GoQuick comes in. It helps you turn conversations into conversions. With smart automations for cart recovery and product recommendations, Instagram to WhatsApp automation and IA-based support. If you want to build personalized buying journeys that actually sell, not just chat, it's time to get Quick Engage by GoQuick. Book your demo now via keepopt.com/quickengage. That's keepopt.com/KWIKENGAGE. Keepopt.com/quickengage. Okay, George, so far we've gone deep into your WhatsApp launch case study. Now you get to wow us with your insider knowledge about the whole of WhatsApp. So for the following questions, your answer can be anything to do with WhatsApp, which of course includes everything we've already been talking about. George, are you ready for this?
Yes.
Okay, let's start with newbie advice. If we've inspired someone to take their first step, what do they need to know to give themselves the best chance of success?
I think I will reiterate what I've already said. You don't need to be too cautious. You don't need to treat this like it's going to be some massive, expensive, and I guess irreversible commitment, because it doesn't need to be. And you can start small. Again, my recommendation would be that you don't try to acquire net new WhatsApp subscribers, because you don't know how this will affect the regular acquisition dynamics that you have. Maybe you will have your signups. You don't know how that will work. So start small, collect WhatsApp consent from those that already trust you. In our case, we started with active subscribers, meaning paying subscribers, not just email subscribers. And once we validated that that cohort was working, we expanded to one-time purchasers also. You start there, and then you test at low volume. That can be through campaigns, which is what we did, or you could have some sort of automated messaging, like what always works in CRM marketing, whether it's WhatsApp, SMS, or email, or any other channel, direct mail for that matter, is to retarget existing intent. When people, for example, start a checkout process, they're raising their hand and saying, hey, we're interested in shopping your products, which is a great moment for you to target them. So either start campaigns at small scale or start by testing those high intent retargeting automations, because you will likely see positive ROI there.
Excellent advice. Now, once you've started, of course, you've got to keep optimizing. So what's your favorite way to improve performance?
I will give the most boring answer of all time, which is to test things. I think it's not, you've heard this before many times in this podcast, but I want to just say that that's how you learn. That's how you improve. You have to have a group that receives what it is that you're doing and a group that doesn't. And then you need to measure the difference in performance between those two groups. And that's the only way you're able to isolate what it is that you're causing with your efforts.
With a new platform like WhatsApp, there is so much to test. I think we're going to be hearing a lot of different ideas of ways people are using it. And there's going to be an endless list of things to test this year. So it's a perfectly acceptable answer and possibly, to be honest, the only correct answer to that question. So that's cool. Thank you, George. If someone listening wants to learn more, is there one cheap or free resource you would recommend?
I would like to plug our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/@yocto.agency. I recently launched this obviously I'm biased, right? Like it's our channel, but I really try to provide information that doesn't exist anywhere else. I try to share things, for example, a deliverability that Klaviyo and other ESPs won't tell you about subscription strategy, about what you can do ultimately to build a stronger foundation for your e-commerce business. So not just CRM / WhatsApp related, but also more holistic. How do you build a healthier, more stable business that's based on the right foundations for having strong lifetime value, which is how do you acquire more subscription customers? How do you lower your churn rate? How do you increase the value of the recurring orders that they may be having? On and on and on and on. So that's honestly, I think, one of the better resources.
Well worth checking out. George, I know personally that you are a font of knowledge on these things. So I haven't seen it yet because I'm only just hearing about it now. I will be checking it out and I strongly recommend you all to have a look at that too. That's the Yocto YouTube channel. And we'll put the link to that in the show notes for you all too. Finally, George, it's crystal ball time. What's coming up in the next 6 to 12 months that we should be getting ready for?
So this may age poorly because I know there is quite a bit of effort from a variety of vendors, including Klaviyo, to really help push adoption of WhatsApp in the UK market in particular. But my sense is that it's going to be tricky and it's going to be way slower to adopt than most people expect. I think what I alluded to in this episode, that there's a lot of skepticism and cautiousness. It's something that's, largely cultural. So it's going to take a while. And hopefully this little episode that we recorded is going to help push people in the right direction, that it's not something that you need to be scared of. It's not something that's complicated the way rocket science is complicated. But yeah, my sense is that it's going to take a while until we fully educate the market and see it mature.
I totally get where you're coming from. I'm hoping that 12 months after this goes out, there will be a lot more case studies and guidance available for people. But what we've been talking about today certainly is going to be helping them. So, George, we are very nearly at the end of the show. So could you please let the listeners know where they can find you and your business if they want to get in touch?
The website is very simple. It's yocto.agency. That's yocto.agency. And I personally am very active on LinkedIn. Probably my name will be somewhere in the title of the episode, George Capernaros. Just message me and I'll get back to you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, George. And I suspect you'll get a few people getting in contact with their questions. And thank you so much for being on the Keep Optimizing podcast again and for being so generous sharing your case study with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Great to have George back on the show. And how fascinating is that case study? It was really cool to hear the precise ins and outs of a campaign that one brand were testing late in 2025. And I would certainly be doing some rolling out of that if I was them as we go through 2026. And as George was saying, you know, it's such a low risk way to get started, getting sign up from your existing buyers, focusing on them, finding out how they're operating with it. Low cost, not huge effort, and gives you some really good insights to then roll it out further as you become more confident with the channel and so on and so forth. You can get the links to all those things we discussed, the full transcript of the episode, our notes and more at keepoptimizing.com. You can also use our special links, that's keepopt.com/ the number of the episode into the URL bar, and you'll be redirected straight to the right page. When you get to the website, you can also add yourself to our email list, so then you won't miss out on any of the things I share to help you improve your business. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Keep Optimizing podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, then check out episode 289, which is just a couple before this, where we're discussing some specific revenue recovery campaigns you can run on WhatsApp. So another super practical WhatsApp session. You can also find our full thread of WhatsApp content by scrolling up your feed or use the short link keepopt.com/WhatsApp to find it on the website. Please do tell your fellow marketers about the show because I want to help as many of you as possible to get your heads around WhatsApp and work out what it could do for you, how you might approach it, and the potential for it in 2026. For now, though, have a great week and make sure you listen to the next episode so I can help you to keep optimizing your marketing.
Access everything Keep Optimizing at keepoptimizing.com. That's with an S, not a Z.
If you want to build personalized WhatsApp buying journeys that actually sell, not just chat, it's time to get Quick Engage by GoQuick. Book your demo now at keepopt.com/quickengage. That's keepopt.com/KWIKENGAGE. keepopt.com/quickengage.